Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ecology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this May the 6th on the West Coast, or May the 7th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zones. Good morning to you folks. Well, lots going on in the world. Nothing's really letting up. The behind-the-scenes story is that the World Court is investigating the finances that are being withheld, embezzled, or diverted, stashed in foreign bank accounts. And I read something early this evening, just before going on the air, that the head demon has been warned to that it's probably in his best interest to leave the country, and it was recommended he go to Paraguay. That might give you an idea who the head demon might be. More, hopefully, on that story tomorrow. In the meantime, there are other issues coming out. There have been a series of grand jury indictments, which are in the making. One in particular was served over 6 weeks ago to Barack Obama, and he didn't respond, which is, in essence, an admission of guilt. And this has to do with the turning over of his certificate of live birth and other types of records. AmericanGrandJury.org is actually the organization behind this movement to get grand jury indictments and investigations going, and first the investigations, which are generally called informations, take place, and then after these are heard, the grand jury then decides whether or not there's enough evidence to actually present an indictment. So this is going to get pretty interesting. I understand a town in Georgia, I think it's Stockbridge, Georgia, has handed down such an indictment, or they are about to, and there are several other parts of the country where this is occurring, in various states, even in Columbus, Ohio, or near Columbus, in Blacklick, Ohio, they've handed or formed a grand jury, which I understand is about to come up with a similar indictment, for fraud and treason. And I question if one can commit treason if they're not a citizen. So that is an issue, and I presume that would be found out. It's determined, or it's been determined by American grand jury, that the discovery phase of the case is basically where the case is going to be decided. That there will be so much of a furor over the information that either is coming out or is not coming out that this is the beginning of the end, and it's the change that now we can all anticipate with bated breath. That said, I would like to bring on tonight's guest. He has a great website, educate-yourself.org. And he is a researcher, a journalist, the editor and webmaster of that site. He's got a musical background, background in metaphysics and healing and all kinds of interesting off-the-shelf devices for healing and well-being. And he is a frequent guest on Evident Footprints and is going to be with us a few times again this month. My good friend, Mr. Ken Adachi. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Don. It's always a pleasure to be on with you, and I look forward to another chat.
Well, I don't know if you've heard anything about these grand jury indictments. Of course, you know, we can count on the mainstream media for that, for that news not getting out, right?